Immigration is helping to reshape what agriculture looks like in the Midwest. Farming is already more ethnically diverse than it was even a decade ago. In the first of a two-part series on immigration's impact on agriculture, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer introduces two young immigrants just starting out.
Bear Creek Dairy in Brooklyn, Iowa, is home to more than 1,100 cows, who produce about 100,000 pounds of milk each day. That many cows means lots of calves. Toon Boulin works closely with the calves.
Well, actually, that one might be 5 weeks, this one might be 3 weeks.
These animals are the next generation of milk cows here, and 15-year-old Boulin is in the next generation of farmers. He comes from a long line of dairymen in Europe. 5 years ago, his parents sold their farm in the Netherlands and bought this one in Iowa. Doreen Boulin, Toon's mother, says their farm couldn't grow where they were.
We could sell our land to the city, and because there were no possibilities for us to stay there longer than 20 years, we calculated, and to give them a farming future.
They had money to invest, and that led to green cards. Now, Toon and one of his brothers hope eventually to farm full-time alongside their parents. Their immigrant experience is unique. The majority of immigrants arriving in the Midwest today come from Latin America, and most work whatever jobs they can. Their kids often turn away from agriculture.
I was born in Congo. My parents are from Burundi.
Pacific Simon and his family represent yet another path. After fleeing war and living years in refugee camps, 6 years ago, the family received asylum in the United States. They landed in Des Moines with plenty of life experience and not a lot of cash. Back in Burundi, the family farmed. Now, thanks to a partnership between Lutheran Services in Iowa and Valley Free Church in West Des Moines, they once again can get their hands in the dirt. They're even selling some vegetables at a farmer's market alongside other refugee vendors.
Yeah, we are so happy about it because we produce a lot of stuff this year, and then we are making like good money too. Yeah, that's a good thing to get like a little bit another income.
Simon, who's 22, enjoys helping in the field, but he can see that his family's donated plot will never support him. He's majoring in agricultural systems technology at Iowa State University. He says classmates from farm families have an easier time becoming farmers, but he's set his sights on an ag career that includes Africa.
I want to learn some skill here and then go teach people back there so they can produce enough food to feed their own family.
Toon Boulin and his family hearken to a past era of Europeans as the dominant newcomers to this region. Pacific Simon and other African, Asian, and especially Latin American immigrants will contribute more to the future of farming in the heartland. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.